It's nice to have you back. Today I want to talk about the distractions that we introduce into our lives, why we introduce them, and how they impact us. There are many types of distractions, and we can start with the most basic and the most common, which is that of entertainment. Not to say that all entertainment is bad or considered distraction, but the quantity and the frequency of how much we introduce and let entertainment as a distraction become part of our day-to-day life. Again, I'm suspect number one when it comes to this. I let distractions, especially entertainment, enter my life every day, multiple times a day. And sometimes I don't really notice it, and other times I know what I'm about to do and I do it anyways. So there's a couple of questions. One question is why, and another question is when you're aware of it and you let it happen, why are we not afraid of the consequences of it? Is it instant gratification? So there's a lot of questions that go into it. And throughout this podcast, we'll stick with entertainment. However, you should know that inside entertainment, there's a lot of different types of distractions, you know, from movies to apps to gaming, anything that you get pleasure from, anything that makes you happy and that entertains you. And there's other type of distractions. For example, you could be extremely social, and in that sense, going out and surrounding yourself by people constantly instead of working on yourself can be a form of distraction. I would define it as you ignoring what you need to do and going to do something instead that makes you happy, and you're putting everything else that you need to work on, you know, on the side, not doing anything you know you need to improve in those areas. For example, if you're going out every night, you know that's not really healthy, but it makes you happy. You need to be surrounded by people or watching or constantly just, you know, anything that distracts you from fully developing, fully thinking about the things that are impacting your life and bringing you down. And as I said, today we'll focus on entertainment because it's the most common. And just keep in mind that this means social media apps, this means Netflix, this means TV shows, movies, any of the above. It's not to say that it's all bad and that you need to work like a robot 24/7, but again, it's about the frequency and the quantity of how often you do it. For example, most people on average spend 4 hours a day watching something, and that, yes, that is the average. And so around 50% of people are doing it. You know, we can take a survey and we can find out. I believe there was a study done, I don't know how many years ago, it's probably not prevalent today, but I would say it even is higher than before. Although I believe, depending on which generation we're talking about, the new generation's on their phone with social media, and that's actually averaging 6 hours, because with TV, at least it was after work, and you had a limited time. You wanted to relax it, you know, watch it with food or whatever. With social media, now you can open it constantly while you're driving, during your breaks, while you're walking, even when you're not supposed to. And mostly at night and literally any time throughout the day. And so I do believe that social media itself is derived from instant gratification, like everything else that we have. But entertainment altogether, depending on the quantity and the frequency, is really just due to us needing distractions away from our life. We need to feel something else. And the way to feel those other emotions is to separate ourselves from our own life for a second, and distract ourselves. And I think it's important, maybe once a week to do so. Even once a week kind of seems too much. Maybe once a month. If I were to schedule my life, which, as you guys know, I would love to schedule it and actually discipline myself and commit to it. I'm not social. I don't go out that much. Social media, I don't really use that much except posting and taking out stuff, but to scroll through feeds and reels and whatnot, I don't do that as often. You know, maybe I max out at 30 minutes a day on that for entertainment purposes. The one place that I am stuck is movies and shows, because I tend to analyze them and I tend to disappear, and because I'm empathetic, I tend to kind of take on the emotions and the feelings, and it's somewhat of a learning experience for me. And there's a lot of people that are surprised at what and how I'm able to speak about certain stuff, or it's because I watch a lot of different genres. I watch documentaries, I watch kind of everything, and I sponge it all up. And so, yes, I'm not social. I travel, but I don't travel to learn, you know. I get it all from there. And so there came a point in my life where I had to decide, you know, how much I should be watching, what exactly I'm getting from it. And I haven't mastered it exactly. At this point, I'm only watching, you know, things that I rate a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 emotionally, or that I can learn from. And so that's helped me really reel it in a little bit, because before I used to just have stuff playing. I couldn't be alone. So I needed something in the background. I needed voices, and I would put on shows, and even if it was the fifth time watching the show, I wasn't really paying attention. But I think it still is a form of distraction nonetheless. So the question is, you know, why do we do it? To separate from our lives. We're not as happy, because trust me, there has been a time where I'm 100% content with my life, and I didn't waste a second of my day. Every second of my day, I was working on whatever I needed to work on, because I was content. I wasn't following my passion. I wasn't over the moon in happiness, but I was content with what I was doing. I was satisfied. I was at peace. I had confidence. I didn't second guess myself. But like I said, life is a roller coaster. You're never going to have smooth sailing all the way. And the bumps are in the road are, you know, those are what help you to become stronger, to become better. And I'm slowly gaining my confidence in all those arenas. Distraction-wise and entertainment-wise, it's really just about disciplining yourself, just like going to the gym. And a lot of people, at least if you go to the gym, you'll notice that at first you have to really motivate yourself to go the first few times, maybe the first few weeks. But then you'll notice that out of motivation comes discipline. And so it's not that why you have to go and why you should go. It's really you have to go. It comes you have to go. It comes if you don't go, there's something missing. And that's where, you know, yes, start with motivation. Yes, start with inspiration. Start with whatever you need to, even if it's passion, to get you there. But out of all of them, discipline comes. And the same with entertainment, and the same with distractions, is to eliminate them slowly. If you want to go cold turkey, you can. But to motivate yourself enough, to inspire yourself enough, in order to derive discipline from those sensations, from those emotions, from whatever it is you choose to follow. And like I said, it's not an easy plan. It's not an easy step. And it won't happen overnight. I'm personally still struggling with it to this day, just because every day I walk around, everyone around me is doing almost the complete opposite of what I'm trying to do. And sometimes I'm like, why am I this hard on myself? And so I decide to take a little break, or I decide to kind of try to live a life that the majority of people live. And then I find myself in a deep, deep hole. And I'm like, how did I get there? So we're trying to get out of that hole right now, and we're trying to get back to being different, but accepting the fact that different is not always bad, and accepting the fact that being different actually gives you an advantage somehow. And so while you have people tugging you, right, to the general population, tugging you into what the majority of people are doing, just remember that if it doesn't feel right, remember that if it's not something that your heart speaks to, not where happiness comes from, because remember, happiness is an emotion, but you want to constitute, you want to create a state of mind. And we're not talking about passion, we're not talking about happiness. Those are things that come and go. A state of mind is something that is constant, something that stays, right? Being peaceful. You could be peaceful throughout your entire life. I consider a state of mind. And while you're peaceful, you can still experience emotions, but you stay peaceful, right? And so we really need to differentiate between emotions and state of minds. You want to create state of minds. You want to sustain state of minds. You can go through emotions, but just as we talked about, when you're knocked down, it's not about how or when. Well, it is about when. It's not about how you get up. It's about how fast you get up and how, what you do, right? Your reaction. And so remember those differentiations. Remember the fact that you have to find your own way. And no matter how much you think someone else has the answer, no one has the answer. And every single year when I analyze what I've done, what I've become, where I failed, where I've succeeded, I'm constantly reminded that no one has the answer. And still, every day I wake up, I'm looking around like a child who is at Disney World. And I'm looking in awe on all these people. I'm like, someone has to have the answer. And I'm sponging as much as I can. And I'm asking questions. And I'm diving into the world. And every single day, I come back to the same analysis. And I haven't learned my lesson. But I'm really hoping one of you will learn from me, because I may not learn from myself, but this information is valuable, and this information can be sustained and maintained, and it can lead to success if used properly. And so no one has the answer, but you can find the answer, right? We are no one, but if we work just hard enough, we can become ourselves.